How do I do it?
Uh-huh.
I just put in the pink stuff when I did mine. But that was a long, long time ago. It was like 10 plus years.
I think we've only done one with only pink. Yeah. And that one was because they requested they only wanted pink.
Really?
Yeah, they said, oh, we're only going to camp in New England here. We're never going anywhere else, so that would be good enough. So I said, okay.
All right.
And this thing was totally mouse infested, blah, blah, blah. But normally what we do, we used to use Reflectix. We've been using Prodex now for some years, which I think it costs more. I think it's better. I don't know if it's as good as they say it is, but just the fact it's closed cell foam as opposed to bubble wrap with aluminum on it, I'm guessing it's better. Hmm. It would make sense that it would be better. But anyway, we stick that against the inside of the exterior skin. Then we do all the wiring. And then we put the pink in.
So the pink in, it lasts. It like sandwiches everything between the Prodex, all your wiring and everything, and the inner skin.
Yeah.
All right.
And we just take the we take R13 and peel it in half, so it's not like totally compressed R13.
Right.
And I know we'll get a lot of calls in here about air spaces and stuff, and you know, I think the jury's still out on it, other than the fact that they've done a bazillion years of testing on it in house environment. But I still also look at the fiberglass as an airspace because it's an airspace that just slows down the movement of air.
Right, right.
Certainly not stopping it.
Yep. All right.
But there's a lot of different methods. That's just the method we use.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good time for that. Starting to get cold. Get that insulation in there.
Well, it works in the heat, too, you know.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
So you could even put it in.
Well, I have my insulation on the outside of my wall because I have the international model, so I have the foam and the material next to my bed.
Well, that's true.
Which I enjoy.
Me too.
I enjoy it because I'll reach up and I'll touch the aluminum and it'll be cold and I'll go, ah, it's nice having the international.
Oh, yeah. We've actually done that pad on trailers that were not the international just because it makes a big difference.
Ah. So in case you're listening and you don't know what we're talking about, it's on the international, it's a upper trim package in one of the items
of the day.
And one of those trim packages was matching material on the wall, the length of the bed next to the bed that had foam in there and wrapped and attached to the wall. And kept you from rolling over into the cold aluminum. Works good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy to add.
It was upholstered pad, basically.
Yeah.
But thin. You know, it was quarter-inch foam or something on Luon upholstered and then just screwed right to the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're very effective.
Yeah. And when I ordered my couch. I just ordered a bunch of matching material to add that and also redo the Lego Matic chairs so that all matches.
Good.
So, yes. This email came in. You can email us at questions@thevap.com or you can send us a feedback via our thevap.com feedback page, contact us page, I think it is. This one came from Alan David. Big fan since day one. Original member of Air Forms number 5, I think. Follow-up question, there are small brown boxes wired into the 12 volts. I've been told they are circuit breakers. Happy to send a photo, but I didn't ask him to. Have you seen small brown boxes in a he's following up on a question, but I don't remember the other question.
What year trailer?
Yeah, I don't have that because he's probably following up on something. I don't have the rest of it.
Well, all I can think of is that, well, certainly on our era, they were not small brown boxes, but they were sort of porcelain fuse containers that had those like screw-in fuses from houses from the dawn of time. That was the DC fuses. Still not sure where small brown box. Oh, those may be talking about the resettable breakers, automatically resettable breakers for the DC. And that would be on 60s. Sometimes they'd have them underneath the belly pan, like inside.